أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون. كلا سيعلمون ثم كلا سيعلمون. ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا والجبال أوتادا وخلقناكم أزواجا وجعلنا نومكم سباتا وجعلنا الليل لباسا وجعلنا النهار معاشا وبنينا فوقكم سبعا شدادا وجعلنا سراجا وهاجا وأنزلنا من المعصرات ماء ثجاجا لنخرج به حبا ونباتا وجنات ألفافا إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا. صدق الله العظيم. This surah is called Surah An-Naba. And as we know, that this is the first surah of the last juz of Al-Quran Al-Kareem. Naba in Arabic language means a great news. Khabar is just a news. And Naba is a great news. Great doesn't mean in the sense of happiness that it has to be, because normally in our, normally when we say, oh, this is a great news, which means happy news, but great means a big, something great, something big that is going to happen, and the news is about that big thing that will be taking place. This surah has different names. They also call it Surah Amma and Surah Amma Yatasa'aloon, Surah Al-Tasa'ul, different names of the surah, but mostly is known as Surah An-Naba or Surah Amma Yatasa'aloon. If we look at the first word in the surah, when we look in the Quran, we find two letters only in the first word, Ayn and Meen. Amma. But really, these are four words. These were basically two different words, An and Ma. An means about. An al-Quran, about the Quran. An al-Masjid, about the Masjid. So An, according to the Arabic language, means about. And ma means what? Ma taf'al. What are you doing? So, amma. Now when we break this and look at the translation, it means about what? And this is exactly what this word is. About what? Amma. But the last alif from the ma, an and ma, they were two different words. From ma, according to the language, they took the alif out when these two words came together, and then they put noon and meem together. So we recited amma, and we see shadda on the meem. Amma means, as I said, two words, and each of them has its own meaning. Both of them together means about what. An means about, and ma means what. So about what? Yatasa'alun. Su'al means to question. And tasa'ul means to question each other. So now, yatasa'alun means they are questioning each other. An ma yatasa'alun. About what they are questioning each other. And after this, we can realize that this surah is about something people were discussing. And they were asking each other. They were questioning each other. What is that? According to the Mufassirin, Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu says that when the ayahs of Quran al-Kareem started revealing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were many ayahs about the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection, about the final day, the Kuffar of Quraysh in their gathering just started talking about this subject a lot. This became a hot topic, and especially, would the Day of Judgment take place? They started having some confusion about that. Of course, before the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never even thought that a day will come that everyone will be resurrected. They thought this is the end of it. As we die and we bury the person, that's the end of that person. That's it. There is nothing after that. There is nothing beyond this world. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a message, and very strongly emphasizing on the resurrection day. A day when we all come back from our graves. When we all will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we all will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only this, after questioning, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them in ayahs of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, repeatedly telling them that there will be Jannah, there will be Jahannam, there is a good place, there is a place of punishment. All of these things are there. There are some facts in Quran al-Kareem, such strong facts, that the worst disbeliever has to think about it. Facts about Akhirah. Would the Day of Judgment take place? There are so many facts. Let me just mention one of these facts that will make the person at least think that yes, there should be a Day of Judgment. Even if he is made to believe there isn't. There is no Day of Judgment. But at least he will be forced to think there should be, even if I believe there isn't a Day of Judgment. There should be a Day of Judgment. Because in this life, we see some people are kings. Some are rulers. Some are holding high positions. Some people are considered very weak people in the community. Either because they do not have enough wealth, or they are sick people, or they have no strong community around them, they don't have their relatives around them, they don't have a strong support one way or other, and in this way they are getting oppressed by those strong people in the community. These people who are oppressed, they cannot open their mouth, they cannot say a word, they cannot take their revenge in this life. How about these people? Are they going to be suffering for the whole life without any end? And would they die with all of these hardships, and those rulers and those oppressors will die by hurting all of these people and do not have to pay for it at all? It's totally injustice. And who will solve this problem? We the human beings have no power of solving this problem. Because a person who is in power, we have no power at this time to take the power from that person. We are being oppressed by that person. All we can do, some people will cry. As Muslims, we will go back and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But justice is for Muslims and non-Muslims, for every person. It's not only for Muslims. To the extent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be justice for animals also. That if there is any goat, there is a goat that has horns and beats up another god that does not have horns, on the Day of Judgment, the other god without the horn will get the horns and will take the revenge from the other god, and then all both of them will become dust. But even they will have to pay for what they do, at least not the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at least the rights of each other. If one animal is hurting the other animal, will have to pay for it on the Day of Judgment. The other animal will take revenge on the Day of Judgment. If justice is to that extent that even animals who are not responsible for the deeds, there is no Jannah and Jahannam for them, even they will get the revenge and will have the chance to take the revenge from those other animals who are hurting them, or from those human beings who are hurting them, then of course it's even more serious when it comes to human being doing injustice to each other. Someone takes everything from another person, kills a person, takes his family, takes his children, make them his slaves, take his wealth. There is no way that person can be paid for it now. So there has to be a time when that person has to be paid for this. When that person will be able and should be able to satisfy his anger and take his revenge. And that is the day of judgment. In that sense, when we look at it, even a disbeliever will have to say, even I do not believe that there will be a day of judgment, but there should be a day of judgment if there is any justice. And of course, God is just. He is the only one who has the power. We do not have that power to have all the justice in this life. In this life, even if we build the courts, and we have court system over here, what if the court system will do injustice to some people? Then who's going to take revenge and who's going to bring the justice? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is Yawm al-Hisab, the day of judgment. The day when the justice will be brought into real sense and people will really see the justice there. Nothing will be hidden and the judge will be Allah. No other judge. No other judges. Allah is the judge. And all the human beings are presented in that court. Every person has to be in there in that court, present in the court. No one will be missing in this life. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the day of judgment, there isn't any single human being who will be allowed to not to be present over there and who will be allowed to be missing from that court. Each and every person will be over there. And each and every person will be given full justice. La tuzlamu nafsun shay'a. No wrong will be done to any human being, even as much as an atom. Not even as much as an atom, that a person will be done wrong to it, to a person. And each and every person will have to pay for whatever they have done. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever will do an atom of good will see it there. Whoever will do an atom of evil will see it there. That will be the court. If we, for a minute, think about the court system, if we ever been in the court, and we look at the court system, we think about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. On that day, you will see all the wrongdoers are chained up. They will be brought to the court, not free. They will be chained. Just like we see the wrongdoers in these courts, when they are brought to the court, you will see them, they are chained. Same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. Here they just have a handcuff. Over there, they will be totally chained, the whole body. There is a chain around the whole body. مُقَرَّنِينَ. They are totally covered with chains. So that is the court system there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Now the kuffar of Quraysh are questioning each other. What does they really take place? There is something that makes them at least think about it. Even though there are some arrogance also there, who are going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we read in Surah Yasin, one of them, he took a piece of a bone, and he broke the bone into pieces, and now he threw the ashes in the air, throw the dirt or the dust of that bone in the air, and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. Who will bring this bone back to life after it became pieces? But subhanallah, Allah is Hakim. He gave the answer in such a beautiful way. He says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who made it in the beginning can bring it back into life also. What is more difficult? To establish it, to create it in the beginning, to make these human beings, or to bring them back into life? Once they are there, then of course, it's easy to bring it back, to bring these human beings back. The main thing is, who thought about creating these type of human beings, subhanAllah, if we look at our souls, our abilities, powers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, and different parts of the body, how they function so beautifully, and all of our needs get fulfilled through these. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Just think about it, that the one who created in the beginning will bring it back to life. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And he has all the knowledge of it. So now the kuffar of Quraysh, as there are some arrogant of that type, but there are some other people who are seriously thinking about it, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying that there will be a day that will be called the Day of Judgment. And everyone will be brought back to life. And then he's saying there will be a judgment and we will have to pay for whatever we are doing. And he's mentioning those facts. Really, there seems to be some truth over there. So, in their gatherings, this became a hot topic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. About what are they questioning each other? Then he says, عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ. About the great news. النَّبَ, عَن means about. النَّبَ is a great news, and عَظِيم is even greater. Adding عَظِيم to a great news makes it even some very important news. About the great important news. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. This is the important news about which, concerning which, they are in disagreement and they are having difference of opinions. مُخْتَلِفُونَ اخْتِلَافِ. They have difference of opinion. And they are in disagreement about that news. Some of them say, no, it won't take place. Some other are saying, yeah, but it should. And it looks like there is some truth behind it. There should be a day of judgment. So, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. Concerning which they are in disagreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, before giving any more proofs, you already have seen enough proofs, he's saying to the kuffar of Quraysh. Now he tells them, how long are you going to live? كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Soon you will know. It won't take too long before you also will agree and will know that that day will be taking place. Soon. Seen in Arabic language means soon. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sa ya'lamun. Ya'lamun means they will know. Ilm. Ya'lamun. They will know. And seen means soon. So soon they will know. Thumma kalla sayalamun. Then again he repeats the same thing. Me. Soon they will know. Sayalamun. Soon they will know. Which means repeating it again is telling us very soon it won't take them too long before they will realize that this is a fact. And the Day of Judgment will be taking place. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, La uqsimu biyawm al-qiyamah. I swear by the Day of Judgment. Wa la uqsimu bin nafs al-lawwamah. And I swear by the nafs al-lawwamah. You know what does nafs al-lawwamah means? Nafs al-lawwamah means a type of inner feeling that blames the person. Why are you committing this sin? Why are you doing this deed? On the Day of Judgment, every person's nafs, every person's inner desires and inner feelings will become a nafs al-lawwama that will keep on blaming him. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And every person's feelings will be blaming him or her. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that that day is coming very soon when our own inner soul will be telling us, why did you do all the wrong things? Why do you take all of these chances for? كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving some signs. He says to the human being, oh human being, you don't think that I can create, I can bring you back? You don't think that I can make the Jannah and Jahannam? What makes you think that I cannot do it? Whereas all of these signs are in front of you. Now he's talking about some of the things that he blessed the human beings with in this life and signs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look seriously in these things, we will realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will realize that subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully functioning everything in this universe for the human beings so that the human beings will become the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says,
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا. Did not we make the earth a cradle?
Mihad. Mihad means, al-ard, of course, we all know, even many people believe, scholars believe, that in Arabic language, the earth is driven from the Arabic earth. Similar words, ard and earth. So, ard means earth. And mihad, mihad means a cradle. When we put the child in the small cradle in that bed, that bed, that cradle is everything, that's the whole world of the child. He gets all the comfort over there, and everything he needs, he gets this over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this earth is a cradle for you human beings. You get all the things that you need in this world, so that you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you fulfill the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did not we make the earth a cradle? وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. And we made the mountains nails. Autad, what that means? A nail. When we hammer the nail, what's the purpose of hammering the nail? So that the thing won't move. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ جَعَلَ التَّمِيدِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, it started shaking. فَخَلَقَ الْجِبَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains. And these mountains, he created them like nails on the earth, so that the earth won't keep on shaking. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created these mountains, he created them in such a way that as they are preventing the earth from shaking, at the same time, we have so many uses that we get from these mountains. And so many benefits that we are getting from these mountains. Rocks, stones, water, fountains. So many trees, different type of things that grow over there. And as the snow stays on the mountains and keeps on melting and fulfill our needs the time when we don't have rain. So many needs of ours are getting fulfilled by these mountains. وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. And we made the mountains nails. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. And we created you in pairs. Men and women. He says, this is also one of my signs. That how I created you in pairs. How I created you in two different sexes, men and women. And how this life is continuing by these pairs.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And we made your sleep a mean of rest.
Naum. Naum means sleep. Nama yanamu is to sleep. We have made your sleep subat. Subat means to have a lot of rest. Deep rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the way of having the best rest is a naum. Is the sleep. And if we really look at ourselves, human beings, no matter how tired we get, once we go to rest, we go to bed and sleep for a short while, then we wake up again fresh. If we spend the same time in doing something else, entertaining ourselves in different ways, we will not have the rest. At the end of that, we will feel we are even more tired. But the sleeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that it's a beautiful way of resting, and this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if we ask those who cannot go to sleep, when they lay on their bed, they cannot go to sleep, and they have to keep on taking tablets one after another, and yet they cannot go to sleep, ask them, what's the value of the sleep? It's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person will not be able to sleep, he will not be able to have his rest. The rest that our body requires and needs. We the human beings can never bring anything better than sleeping for rest for the rest of a human being. And sleep is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full control of it. He has the full control of it. If He takes it away, the whole world cannot bring it to the person.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of this fact. That look how I fulfilled your needs. How well I'm taking care of you. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا.
But of course, now if someone will try to sleep for 12 hours and then say that, oh, when I wake up, I get headache. Of course. When we eat too much food, then you will have a stomachache. We sleep too much, we are going to have headache. And whatever other problems come with it, within the limit, when we use everything the right way, then of course we get the right outcome of it also. And when we start misusing anything in this life, then of course those things will hurt because we are misusing them.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And we have made your sleep a mean of rest. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا.
Al-layl means night. Libas means clothing. And really, libas means to cover up something, anything that will cover it up. We have made the night a covering. Night covers up everything. And night is as important for human beings as the day. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions in another ayah of Quran al-Kareem. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. He says, if I make the night continue forever till the day of judgment, who other than me can bring the day to you? And if I keep the day forever, إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If I keep the day forever and the sun never sets, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Who other than Allah can get you a night in which you will have your rest? So rest is by sleeping, and the best sleep, according to what we get from this ayah, is the sleep of the night time. If we do not sleep the night time, during the night time, we just sleep during the daytime, that sleeping of the daytime does not make up for the sleep of the night time, for the rest of the night time. This is what the human body needs. It needs rest. Rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gave us two things for rest. One is the sleep, the other is night time. When we put both of them together, sleeping during the night time, it gives the human being the best rest. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that now once you sleep at night time, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And we have made the day for livelihood. Ma'ash. An-nahar means day. And ma'ash means livelihood. So we have made the day for the livelihood. And night, نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. A night is covering. And as the other ayah says, لَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. The night is for sukoon, for having all the comfort and peace of mind. And this tells us the system that our body requires, the one who made this body. And as I always say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran al-Kareem about the Quran itself. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have revealed a book to you that talks about you. And I like the translation, I like to use the word manual. When we buy a car, there is a manual with the car. Tells us how to use this car, how to shift, how to use different buttons, how to service the car. When we buy a fridge, there is a manual with it. You buy a computer, there is a manual with it. We buy any machinery, there is a manual with it. The most sophisticated machine in the world is the body of a human being. There is no machinery in the world that has more systems, better systems than the human being, the body of a human being. Subhanallah, how everything is functioning day and night. We are sleeping. Our heart is functioning. Our brain is functioning. And the person gets up, does all the work. And with all the work, different parts of the body, they keep on functioning in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sun, moon and stars, through the trees, and all the greenery that's around us, is taking care of our physical body in such a beautiful way that we don't even know what are the things that are keeping us up. I remember during my studies in England, they used to have, and still they have, a lot of fog over there. And it's raining, most of the time it's raining. With that fog and raining, most of the time the person feels that he's tired, something is wrong, he's missing something. All the time you keep on seeing fog, all the time you see rain, dark. So, now the body needs something different. It needs some air, open space, it needs some sunny days, and it's looking for some clear days. And as soon as that time will come, you feel it. Because as we miss it over there, in our countries, in those countries where you miss it, as soon as you get the sunny day, you see everything is running out of his home. Why? Because the body was missing something that it feels now it found it there, and now it wants to go and get it from there. Hundreds of things we are using from this nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have created for us. And our body is functioning so well by getting all of these benefits. We don't even realize. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our manual. This is our manual. Tells us how to function this body. What is good for this body? What will be the best way of keeping up this with this body? As it Quran tells us all different ibadahs, it's also telling us how to have the rest. What is the way of having the proper rest? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. We have made the sleep a mean of rest. We have made the night a covering for you. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And we have made the day for livelihood. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا. And we have made shining lamp, which is the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the sun in this ayah shining lamp. And really, subhanallah, when we just look, just think about the sun. How much benefit we are deriving from it in this life. For all of these lights that are on, we have to pay for it. This sun is giving us life for and giving life to this world for thousands of years, free of charge. Giving us the heat, free of charge. We are getting everything from it, all the benefits from it. Now, when we look at all the solar power that we are using nowadays, trying to use the free service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make more use of it. This is why we might pay some extra dollars to buy a light that works with the solar power. So, the light will be working for free from now on. It's working with the solar power. And you don't have to pay the bill for it. Who is the provider? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we think about it, something so big, so huge, wants to give us a light in this world. And wants to give us a heat in this life. Wants to give heat to our plants, to the trees, to the fruits, to the vegetables, to the animals. Everything is benefiting from it. Who can think that it will be so far away from the world to serve us in this life, in this world? If we want to make something, we will keep it close to our world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it in such a way that we will not have any rich to that. Otherwise, people will put a meter on the sun and will start billing us for all the heat and the light we will use from it. He kept it out of our reach, that you cannot get to it. You get close to it, you'll get burned. Don't even try to get over there. And with all of this distance, it will keep on giving you all what you need from it. Subhanallah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Indeed, in creating the heaven and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the nights and days coming and going, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are signs in these for those who have any understanding. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا, those who remember Allah, the people of understanding are those who remember Allah, standing and sitting. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِ, been laying down. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they think about the creation of the heaven and the earth, and they say, رَبَّنَا, O our Lord, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you have not created this for not a reason. And you have not created this batila, for just to be there for no reason. Subhanak, glory to you. You are great. Faqina azab an-nar, if you did all of this, you have the power to protect us against the hellfire. So ya Allah, protect us against the hellfire also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received this ayah of Quran al-Kareem, next morning he went to Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in and he said, I have received an ayah last night. وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا وَلَمْ يَتَدَبَّرْهَا, woe to the person who will recite the ayah and will not ponder into the ayah and will not think about the ayah. We look out of the window, see the trees there, see the skies, we see the cloud, we see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars. If we think about it for a moment, subhanallah, how great my Lord is, who's functioning all of this so beautifully. Everything is functioning in such a nice way. Today, at this second, where the sun is, next year, in this day, at this second, the sun will be in the same exact position without changing its place. Who's functioning all of this so nicely? This is why, once, some people challenge Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, that we don't believe there is God. We don't believe there is a creator for this universe. He said, I will come to your place to challenge, to accept this challenge. There is no need of doing a challenge at my place. I want you, your people to come to listen to this challenge and to listen to our conversation. He went to them. As he was going to them, there is a river in between the city where Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was and the city where he was supposed to go to challenge those people. He got there late. And he intentionally went there very late. When he got over there, they started blaming him for being so late. So he said, I have an excuse for coming late. I have a reason for coming late. Let me tell you the reason. If you feel is a valid reason, then sure you can accept my reason. And if you don't feel that is a valid reason, go ahead and blame me then. But at least listen to my reasoning first. What was the reasoning? He said to them, when I was coming to you, I was trying to look for a boat to cross the river, but I could not find any boat. There was no one over there with a boat. So I stood there and waited and waited. And finally I started saying to myself, I don't know how I'm going to get to you people if I won't find a boat. But all of a sudden, I heard some noise beside me. There was a tree beside me. I heard some noise from that side. When I looked at the tree was getting cut. The tree was getting cut. I looked at it, I started looking at this tree. As it got cut and it became into small pieces, now those pieces started getting together. And it became in a form of a ball, it became a boat. That boat by itself went into the river and stood in front of me. So I thought that this boat is for me. So I sat in that boat. When I sat into the boat, the boat started driving and brought me to this place. I came out and I started walking to you people and I got over here. They said, do you think all of this can happen just by itself? We know that you are a scholar and you are accepted a scholar by your people, by the Muslims. But you are not such a great scholar either that a board will be a tree, will get cut by itself and will become a board, and the board will drive by itself and will take you to where you want. He says, now, there is no need to have any more conversation about our challenge. I have won the challenge. They said, how? He said, if one bolt cannot be made by itself, then how come the whole universe is functioning so beautifully, but just by itself, without Allah? If one bolt cannot be made by itself, there has to be someone to make the bolt, someone to drive the bolt, then how come the sun and moon and the stars, everything is made and is driving by itself and so nicely, better than this boat? And here you are telling me there is no one working behind all of this, and there has to be a person behind, working behind this boat. They realized that what he's saying is true. And this is really, if we think about it, it really makes sense, that minor thing. Someone shows us this pen. I did not buy the pen. I was standing on the ground, and I saw some metal coming out of the ground, getting together, got into the form of a pen, and it came to my pocket. We'll say, forget it. No more miracles. If this pen cannot be made by itself, a small pen, how come these, the whole universe, trees, cloud, water, the whole system is so beautifully running in the whole universe, and it's just made by itself, and there is no one functioning behind it? This is Allah. There was a villager who once asked, he came to learn about deen. When people taught him deen, he said, I knew there is Allah. Before even I believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I knew there is Allah. I knew there is a creator. I didn't know who that was. Islam told me who that was. But I knew before Islam that there has to be a creator. Then he said, Al-ba'ratu tadullu ala al-ba'ir. He says, when we see the west of the animals, we know that there is an animal that passed by here. وَمَشْيُ الْأَقْدَامِ تَسْتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. When you see the footsteps on the ground, you look at the ground and there are some marks of the footsteps, تَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ, that tells us that someone have walked on this ground. This is why there are marks over there. وَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ بُرُوجٍ. Now he says, that villager says, وَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ بُرُوجٍ. This beautiful heaven with all the stars. وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتُ فِجَاجٍ. This earth with all the rules and signs. أَفَلَا تَدُلُّ عَلَى اللَّطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. Doesn't it tell us that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Latif al-Khabir, all-knowing over there? So subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of the same facts, that وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. I think I skipped that ayah before. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا.
بَنَا يَبْنِي means to build. بَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ, we built above you. سَبْعًا, سَبْعًا means seven. شَدِيد, شَدِيد means strong. We built above you seven strong ones. What is that? Heavens. We built above you seven strong heavens. Very recently, someone asked me that these stars that we see, are these stars on the first heaven, or we are looking beyond the first heaven and we are able to look at the second heaven? I said, Quran al-Kareem is telling us that these stars are on the first heaven. Still, we have no approach yet, as far as we as human beings, with all the technology that we have, yet we are not able to get out of the first heaven yet. If they do later on, wallahu alam, is not impossible, but up to this point, we are not out of the first heaven yet. Not to talk about getting to the second ones and then going to the seventh one. Quran al-Kareem says, وَزَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظَةً. We have beautified the سَمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا, the first heaven, with stars. So these stars are on the first heaven. And yet the first heaven continues after the stars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا.
And we have built above you seven strong heavens. Quran al-Kareem again and again talks about seven heavens. How about the earth? Is it only one earth or seven earths also we have? According to the Quran, just as we have seven heavens, we have seven earths also. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem,
Allah الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن.
Allah is the one who created seven heavens and He created the earth in the same number.
ومن الأرض مثلهن.
He created earth also in the same number. What is going on in the second earth, third earth? We don't know it just as we don't know what's going on in the second heaven and the third heaven. So we don't know nothing out of this earth and this heaven. We don't know what's going on in the other heavens. We don't know what's going on in the other earths. Who are there? There are some weak ahadith in Tariq al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya by Imam Ibn Kathir. But there is nothing confirmed. And there are no authentic ahadith or any other ayahs of the Quran al-Kareem to inform us what is there in the other heavens and what is there in the other earths. And what's taking place, who's living there, jinns, human beings, or different type of creation? Wallahu alam, who's living there, different creatures are living there. We don't know nothing about that. But at least we know from Quran al-Kareem, as there are these seven strong heavens, there are seven earths also.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَحَاجًا. And we made the shining lamp. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا.
And we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant of water. Mu'asirat. Asara ya'asiru in Arabic language means to squeeze something for drying it. When we wash something, we wash a cloth, and then we start squeezing it to dry it. This is asara. Mu'asirat is the name of the cloud, and it means the cloud that are full of water. Anzalna min al mu'asirat, we send down. Anzala yunzilu mean to send down. We send down from these heavy clouds that are full of water. Ma'an thajjaja. Thajjaj means, ma means water. In thajjaj means that keeps on dropping continuously. Ma'an fajjaja, continuous water, or we might say abundance of water. And really, this is also something that if we look about it, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls this rain, how the rain is coming down, and how these drops are dropping one after another and so fast, and subhanallah, sometime it gets so heavy. In our driving situation, many times you see that we cannot even drive. We have to stop the car on the middle of the highway with this rain. And it's just because of the water. I read somewhere in the childhood, and I heard it also at that time, something that I could not figure out until later on in my life I figured out it was very true, that said, seek Allah's refuge against water and fire. So I was thinking, fire, okay, can hurt people. How about water? But, especially when we come in this part of the world, we can really tell, of course, everywhere when people are getting drowned in the oceans, we know that, okay, we have to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge against the evil of the water also. But with these sometimes storms and heavy rains, how can they destroy things? And especially, as I said, in this part of the world that we experience something that I have never even thought about, when the pipes start freezing and busting, and the ceilings start leaking in the home, and the whole house gets flooded, subhanallah, it can destroy everything. So, really, seeking Allah's refuge against the evil of the fire and water is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, but this is one of the things he says is a great blessing. You cannot do without it.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And we have sent down from the rainy clouds abundant of water.
And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us another fact about it. The ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that there are five things no one has any knowledge about them except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them is وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. He's the one who sends the rain. When we used to study Tafsir al-Quran al-Kareem, we asked our teacher, what does this mean here? Because they predict and sometimes they are right. They tell you it will be raining tomorrow and you see the rain. What does it mean? And subhanallah, they predict and we all know sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. But other than that, that's beside the point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is such. Each and every drop of the rain that's coming down, He knows what this drop is going to do. Where this drop is going to go. Which drop of that rain will become in my pen a spat of my ink. Which drop of that rain will get to us in our glass of water for us to drink it. And sometimes, subhanallah, we even look at this, the glass is full of water. And I feel that I'm going to drink this glass of water. These are different drops of rain that came in different times. Each drop of rain, of each of these drops of rain, was assigned to do different service. Some of it supposed to be part of my blood. Some of it supposed to be part of my flesh. And there might be a couple of drops in this glass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned a different place for them, that they will be in the carpet, in the ground, not in my blood and flesh. And all of a sudden, something happens. I spill the water. Those few drops that were not meant for me and they came in this glass of water, those are the only drops that fell down that will go out and they will go into the carpet and rest of it will go into my body. Sometime, we go even a step further and we drink the water. The person puts the water in his mouth and all of a sudden starts coughing. And those drops of the water that were not meant for this person to be part of his blood and flesh, those will be spilled out, and now this person will drink the rest of it. Subhanallah. Each and every drop that is coming down, he knows where is going to be coming, where it would go, who will bring it, how will that person will bring it, how would we get it in this glass of water, and how we would drink it. Subhanallah, we have no information about it. But he knows all the details about each and every drop of it. Which drop will get into the tears, into the eyes, and will come down as tears. Which drop of this water will come out as a haram tear, and which of it will come as a halal tear. Someone is staring at me that what does haram tear mean? Someone might have a girlfriend that broke the relationship with him and he's crying for her. Everything can be halal and haram. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. And we have sent down from the clouds, from the rainy clouds, abundant of water. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. So that we produce grain and plants with it. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. And gardens of a thick growth. Jannat means, Jannah means garden. Alfaf. Alfaf means trees that are surrounded with each other. Abundance of trees. A lot of trees. So many trees that it's difficult to look at just one tree without looking at the other trees and without having other trees covering it. Trees covering each other. This is what alfaf means. Really, there is a similar word we use for lifafa. Lifafa means a bag, something to cover the person with, cover anything with. And laffa yaluf in Arabic language means to cover up something. So, alfalfa means something that will trees that are so much that are covered with each other.
So, jannatin alfalfa and gardens that are of thick growths.
Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning all of these signs, He tells us, now you think about it. Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. I'm the one who created all of this, who made all of this for you, who's functioning all of these things. I'm telling you, now you have to take it from me. Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata.
Indeed, the day of decision is a fixed time.
Yawm al-fasl. Fasl means to make the decision, judgment. We might use the judgment also for it. The day of judgment is a fixed time. Kana miqat. Miqat, waqat, is driven from the waqat. Waqat means time. Miqata is a specific, is a specified time. So, inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata.
Indeed, and surely the day of decision or the day of judgment is a fixed time.
So, in this ayah, in these ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us about His existence, His greatness, and at the same time, through that, He's explaining to us that, remember, if I'm telling you, the Creator, I am your Allah, who is your provider, I'm telling you that there will be a day of resurrection, there will be a day of judgment, then even if you don't have no other proof, and your mind is telling you, no, there won't be, it's impossible, it's difficult for human beings to come back to life, it's difficult in hows, and all of these questions, why and how, these questions have no end to it. And sometimes, human beings' mind, when it does not accept something, there is no way to explain it to it. Sometimes, a child says, I want this toy. No matter how much you explain to this child that no, it's not good for you to have this toy, there is nothing in the world that can explain it to him now. This is human being's mind. Sometimes when our mind doesn't want to accept, then it doesn't accept any proof in the world. Then this child, the only way of preventing this child from getting it is because I said you can get it. You cannot get it. The child asks. Sometimes children ask us, why? Why can't I get it? You give them all the reasoning in the world. Try to explain to them. And he brings something else that knows, I wanted for this. How about this? And finally, we have to tell them, no, you cannot get it. Why? Because I said. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you cannot understand any proof, look at all of these greatness, all of these things that I'm running and functioning, and this will tell you that I'm there, and I'm great, and I'm running all of these things. So now, if you cannot give your brain any, your understanding, your mind, your senses, any other proof, then just say, because Allah says, it will take place and it will happen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayahs talks about the day of judgment. Since He said the day of judgment will be taking place, then He talks about the day of judgment. What is the day of judgment? What will be over there? Inshallah, we will talk about that in our next session. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And here I would like to just mention one point. When we use the word عَلِن نَبَأ, نَبَأ, we said, means some great news, very important news. The word نَبِي is driven from the same word نَبَأ. نَبِي means prophet. Is driven from the same word نَبَأ, which means this is a person who has some very important message for us. This is why it's called Nabi.